We're here with Peter Galvin, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for Proofpoint. Peter, how are you?
Good, thanks. Good, Nick. Thank you for taking the time today.
Great. Listen, we're very much interested in what Proofpoint and yourself personally see as the latest trends in security this year, especially in comparison to last year.
I think the biggest trend that we're seeing is more regulation in the industry. I think with the stimulus programs that you're seeing and with the issues around regulatory compliance and some of the regulatory compliance issues not working, we're seeing a big strong move to more issues around compliance, regulatory compliance, and making sure that even those issues that were there before around compliance and regulation that were sometimes just check boxes, there's now enforcement provisions around those as well. So we're seeing a lot more movement towards compliance. And then also, people are very much focused on costs. Given the economic downturn, they are trying to do more with less. And so we're seeing cost consolidation and compliance is really the big three C's of the market today.
We're seeing many of the same things, but how is Proofpoint particularly addressing some of these issues?
Well, especially on the cost and consolidation and compliance in all three areas, one of the things that we are really seeing is a movement to a new way of networking. And so we're moving, and we see our customers moving and new customers moving to software as a service implementations, because many customers are seeing significant cost reductions in doing that. They can consolidate their existing infrastructure, which is usually on-site. They can move from more of an OpEx instead of a CapEx, especially given that they have less money to spend. And so we're seeing companies really move to more of a software as a service platform because of those benefits that a software as a platform can lead to companies. One of the things that we've seen is actually some of our customers have moved that way. We did a little bit of a research report, and they saw about a 48% cost savings of moving from an on-site, on-premise solution to a SaaS solution, and an overall 40% reduction in costs by moving to a SaaS solution. So we think that's one of the real shifts that we're seeing in our industry today across many different verticals.
Is there anything in that regard that Proofpoint is emphasizing at this show?
Yeah, so one of the things that we announced at the show was Proofpoint On Demand, which is a full comprehensive suite of email security and archiving solutions that really cover inbound security issues around email, outbound security issues, so for data loss prevention and for meeting certain regulatory compliance like HIPAA, for example, and some of the other SEC requirements that are coming online. We see a lot more issues in making information available electronically, and so we think using a SaaS solution for outbound email security is one of the ways to protect that online information. And then we also see the issues around being able to, how do you secure that information as it's being sent? And so part of Proofpoint On Demand is being able to encrypt that information as well. And then the last part is because of those compliance issues, you now need to keep your email and archive your email for long periods of time. And so to be able to do that in a cost-effective way, we have a product called Proofpoint Archive, which allows you to easily search for legal discovery or meet your compliance needs that you might have across your industry for email.
Right. What really makes Proofpoint different in the marketplace, though? You've touched on some things already, but maybe you can highlight what makes Proofpoint stand out.
I think the things that make Proofpoint stand out are really the technology. It's really about accuracy. We have 99.8% accuracy on our spam. It's really about SLA. So when you get software as a service from us, we provide you service level guarantees across the board. And if we don't meet those guarantees, then we credit you back for that service. So I think those are a couple of the key core benefits of our service. And then it's just being able to work with you on figuring out ways to bring down the total cost of delivering these types of services and these types of capabilities to you. So as the costs for compliance and your needs are increasing, we have a method to really bring down the cost and make it more cost-effective for companies to deliver those kind of capabilities.
Great. Well, that's certainly important to our financial audience and the rest of our constituents. For folks that are in financial and government where we focus. Do you have any particular advice for those people dealing with some of these issues?
Yeah, I'd say, is first of all, with government, I think one of the things that you're really seeing within the government industry is, again, there's more regulation. There's also more movement to making information available electronically. So there's currently a bill that's in the House of Representatives that is requires all email to be available electronically instead of in paper form. And so as you see these bills move through Congress, there's going to be a new requirement for you to digitally archive this information. And once you digitally archive it, you need to be able to search it, find it, put things on hold so that they're available, and be able to do that in a cost-effective manner. So from a government standpoint, we see the making information available electronically is one of the key issues. In financial services, I think really the areas that we're seeing are increased regulation and being able to have the capabilities to be able to meet the regulator's requirements, and then being able to show those requirements, that show those regulators you're meeting those requirements. And we have that kind of reporting structure within our products that allow people to, when they get audited or when they need to show that information, a way to do that in a cost-effective manner.
Good advice. Well, Peter, thank you very much, and have a great show.
Thanks, Nick, very much. Take care.